Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe, reste, stay.
Welcome to Razzle Dazzle Radio. How about that welcome? And with me is Tommy Malik. He's the one that just welcomed you. And we have, of course, Carolyn Kelman, my partner in crime. And we have another guest, Jay Frisbee. And we're pretty excited to find out about these superstars here in Howard County. So, Tommy, since you started out, I have to tell you that I think you did a better job than Joel Gray. Now, everybody here, keep this a secret in Howard County. I'm not kidding. Don't tell anyone. But he was amazing from beginning to end. And I'm going to say one more thing about the show, and then I want to hear from you, that because it's quite a show of emotional impact, and it goes from laughs and excitement and sensationalism to a pretty poignant theme. It did all that and brought the audience to a complete silence at the end. A pin could have dropped. It means you did your job. And maybe some people were learning some things. We aren't political here at Razzle Dazzle, but maybe there was a lesson to be learned. And I really loved the show. So tell us what it was like to do. It's a big show.
Well, thank you, first of all. It's quite an introduction. It's one of the most fabulous things I've ever done. I had such a marvelous time doing it. We worked so hard to put that story together and create an ending that hadn't been seen before. Stephen Forman, the director, did a phenomenal job.
Kudos, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. We did a lot of research for this show, I think in a way that a lot of local productions probably haven't. We went to the Holocaust Museum as a group, which was a very sobering day. And we put a lot of study into the show, and I think that we also had a great time. I mean, it's such a fun show to put together as well.
So the old Stanislavski technique came into play as you.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely. I don't think I've ever used as much of my university training in a show as I did in this show when it came to movement and breath.
It showed, believe me. It truly, truly did.
Thank you. Thank
Tommy?
You.
How about reminding us where and when this was, and better than that, when you're going to do it again?
Oh, I hope soon. This was Cabaret at Silhouette Sages. It ran in May, from May to June, May 17th to June 2nd at Slayton House.
Yeah. Good turnout?
Oh, it was great, yeah. And of course, each weekend got better and better, so...
What is the possibility of doing it since it was successful? I mean, do you ever bring back shows for Silhouette Stages?
We've actually never discussed that, but this would be a great one to bring back. We have a couple big hits that would be a lot of fun to bring back. This would definitely be one of them.
Word has it that Toby was in the audience. And really
yes, yeah. Toby and Mark Minnick from Toby's Dinner Theater.
I can attest to it. She sat in front of me.
Maybe she'll put it on, and there's your chance.
Yeah, please. Toby, if you're listening.
Welcome, Toby. Welcome. So, Silhouette Stages, you have another title, too. And what is that?
That's correct. I'm Artistic Director of Silhouette Stages. My term is actually coming to an end as we speak.
Oh, it's a term? Yes. So, do you have to get voted? Or how does that work?
You do, yes. You get voted into the position. I was actually the first Artistic Director. So, I think we're discussing where it's going to go from here. But my term was 2 years. And it's coming to a close, but we've had a great run during that time with 2 seasons, starting with Cry Baby the musical and ending now with Cabaret. So I'm very proud of these 2 seasons.
As you should be, yeah. So what's ahead for Silhouette? Because I also know Slayton House is going to be renovating their theater, and it's going to change things just a little bit for all of us. So I know that you all have cleverly prepared for that. So give us a little teaser of what's ahead.
Yes, absolutely. So our next season is an awesome season. It opens with She Loves Me, directed by Stephen Forman, who directed Cabaret. We're very much looking forward to that. After that, in the winter slot is Calendar Girls, which is actually the play version of Calendar Girls, directed by Connie Ross. That'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And then we close the season with Catch Me If You Can, being directed by a new incoming director, Atticus Bodie. We're very excited for that. I'm producing that show as well, so we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a big, fun season of great musicals. So.
Yeah, I think I heard a little rumor that you might be taking some of these shows to some places, too. Is that true? I thought that I had heard that you were thinking about, you know, going some places just in case the stage wasn't quite available and so forth.
Oh, actually, I'm not aware of that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, you might. Okay, she might have the inside tea on that.
I always
one.
Have the inside skinny, Tommy. But anyway.
And here at Razzle Dazzle, we've had a couple of guests who were involved with Merriweather Post Pavilion who run the show back there.
Oh, okay.
And there's a space back there. It's the green room.
Yeah,
but it's really
yeah.
a great space for theater.
Absolutely.
And dance also. So
for sure.
Maybe, you know, get the community more involved, especially since Leighton House. We're all looking forward
great
to that.
Idea. Sure, yeah, sure. Great idea. So what's ahead? I know you're another opening another show. You just close one, open another. Aren't you involved in something else right now?
I am. I'm currently directing and taking part in a Sondheim cabaret at Spotlighters over the summer, July 19th and 20th. I'm co-directing that with Rachel Sandler. She's an awesome local music director and voice teacher. So we're having a great time with that. Some really great names attached to that. Lindsay Litka, Matt Wetzel, and a few other people. We're very excited about that.
So tell us about your beginnings, because I'm pretty sure that you have been one of those people that just found theater and the arts and just knew it was for you. So how did it all begin?
I did. I actually didn't start doing theater until middle school. And once I did, I was just hooked. I started at Drama Learning Center in Columbia.
Yeah.
Of course, as yeah. you know.
Yes, I do.
Working with Sherry Grew and Debbie Leonard. And then my love for it just spiraled out from there, and I ended up attending University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, and their fabulous theater program. So I got my kind of – I finished my that foundation at UMBC.
That's great. And yeah. I did, and I've seen you along the way at Spotlighters. If you've never been to Spotlighters, you must go. It's a tiny little theater. It's in the round. It's kind of a very old building. It's kind of old Baltimore. It's right there in Mount Vernon, and it's a fun theater.
Absolutely.
And it houses some really great shows. It's a little more intimate theater. I saw you in it with Southern Baptist Sissies.
And oh, yes.
That was quite a fun show to do, too.
Another one of my favorites, for sure,
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So, Jay, rumor has it that you started your beginnings here in Howard County, too. So,
yes, it's funny talking about Slayton House. That's that I started out at Slayton House Camp for the Arts as a, I think, elementary school student, and then began with Toby's and CCTA and the Young Columbians. So, yeah, a lot of the same.
Same networks.
Same networks.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, and so then I saw you at Glen Ell. So, and that was a pretty big role you played. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I guess that was my senior year of high school. At Glen Ell Country School, we put on Big River, and there was, I guess, some controversial casting where I played.
Heard that.
Yeah. I played Huck Finn, and my friend Nick Lehan played Jim.
You mixed it all up.
Yes.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, definitely. But it was an amazing production, and working with Carol Lehan at Glen Ell, as well as Ben Shovlin and Brent Shalicombe, was just an amazing learning experience. Yeah,
I saw that production also, and Carol Lehan was amazing. And I knew there was a fight between the Hammerstein or the group over there, but you won it in the end. You were able to do it, and right?
Yes, yeah, so in the end, I guess we wanted to perform one of the numbers from the show on the Cappies Awards, and I guess the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization pulled the rights last minute, but eventually we were able to perform at the Kennedy Center for the larger D.C. area Cappies.
Wow.
So it was a happy ending.
Experience.
Right. Yes.
And you've had a happy career.
Yes.
And I've had the pleasure of seeing you on tour in There Is Nothing Like a Dame, right?
Yes, I got to be on tour with South Pacific for many months a couple years ago on the second national tour, which was an amazing chance to kind of travel and perform in a beautiful show.
Where did it take you?
So this was the Lincoln Center production, and we went all across the country. We were on the road for about, I think, 9 or 10 months. And then I ended up doing the show again that summer with a large portion of the cast up in Maine at Algonquin Theater as well. And then I just did the production again at Olney last fall. So it's kind of the show that keeps on.
Which
keeps on giving.
Yes.
Olney, another wonderful stage theater.
Going really, another way, yes.
Yeah, we have to really support it. We have to support these local stages.
Absolutely.
You are in a new show.
Yes, I'm currently in Matilda the Musical at Olney Theater. We're still in rehearsals. We actually have our first big run this afternoon for rehearsal, and then we open on the 21st. It's a really, really quirky and fun show. I hadn't seen it before I auditioned for it, but the music is beautiful and the story is really touching.
And what role do you play?
I play the doctor and Sergei, a Russian mafia mob boss, as well as other ensemble characters.
So is it a children's show? I'm a little confused because I don't know that show.
Yes, so it's based off of the book Matilda.
Right.
And it is definitely a show for kids, but one that adults will be laughing at the whole time. And it's really accessible to audience members of all ages, because it tells the story of, you know, this little girl who's in this awful home life and situation and uses her imagination and special powers to kind of not break not only herself out, but everyone around her, break them out of their kind of chains and things like that.
Oh, it sounds like a modern day Pollyanna almost.
Yes,
yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be coming.
Yes, please.
Stick with me, Jay, but I wanted to ask Tony to comment on how you do your cabarets. I'm sorry, Tommy.
You were thinking of the Tony Award.
I was
thinking of Tony, Tommy.
I'll take it. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Our cabarets at Silhouette Stages.
Or how you do cabarets, because that's a growing field. People love to do cabarets. I'm sure Jay's been in some of those. I know that I've produced the AIDS benefits and putting people on stage to just do their own thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. With our Sondheim Cabaret, it's interesting. We're trying to kind of build a through line through the show, and you're kind of starting with nothing by doing that. So I'm working with the music director, Rachel, and our host, Matt, to kind of put every song together, because it's a bunch of Sondheim music from other, you know, a bunch of various shows. So you kind of have to build it from the ground up a little bit, using the songs as your propeller, I guess.
Jay, have you ever done any Sondheim songs?
I have. I mean, I remember one of my favorite songs as a young actor was Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods. And, you know, that show is one of my favorites of all time. And
Maybe you could get together and perform.
Well, Silhouette has put cabarets on the, definitely has brought them forth, because they're such a fabulous deal that we get to come. It's quarterly, right? Don't you have
Absolutely.
Four of them a year?
We do, I believe we do three of them usually. I think there's something next year where we can only do two because of the construction, I do believe. But we do them a few times a year. That is more of a community talent show, because we're bringing in all various types of talent and putting it on stage together. So there's no real, you know, through line or storyline with it. It's a bunch of different acts, but you do have a host and you get wine and cheese, and it's a good time.
Carol Lehan, by the way, is a Sondheim scholar. She at one time was hoping to get her PhD with studies about him. I know she's written... I don't know if it's a book or some publication on him, so there's a contact for you. And she's free now because she just retired from Glen Elg Country School. Free is a funny word, because Carol Lehan will never be free.
Well, the Silhouette Stages Cabaret is quite the bargain, for sure. And it is fabulous to showcase talent, and we have a plethora of it here in Howard County, as we try to show all the time here at Razzle Dazzle. So it's a great way to see some of the local actors and actors, mostly singing, but there's dance and there's been some surprise acts
Absolutely.
Along the way.
We've had comedians
yes.
and all kinds of things.
Yes,
so.
I've seen some interesting acts. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about what we're doing this summer now. We know that Jay is going to be in Matilda, which runs, I believe, through July. I'll get the details later, Jay. But what are you looking forward to this summer, Tommy?
Oh, this summer? Well, I'm actually not really working on much, but I'm looking forward to seeing shows over the summer. Definitely Matilda, The Pajama Game at Howard County Summer Theater. There are some, you know, great things. I'm actually going on travel for a lot of the summer, luckily. So so we'll see. I don't know. But my Sondheim Cabaret for sure, as far as a project I'm working on directly.
And give us the details about
Yes, so Matilda, we open, I believe, June 21st, and we run through the end of July. And then we're also putting on some of the members of the cast are putting on a concert version of Children of Eden during our last week. I'm not sure if there's still tickets available, but that's a new thing that Only has been doing at the end of each of the musicals. I guess we did Finian's Rainbow a couple months ago, and then Children of Eden will be.
Wow, is it a benefit?
It's kind of just an opportunity to showcase musicals that aren't done as much anymore, and just kind of bring them to a new audience. Yeah.
Well, did you do Children of Eden at Glen Elg Country School?
I did. Actually, not at Glen Elg, but that was my first show at Toby's Dinner Theater as a child. My brother and I were in it together, so it's nice to do it again.
Wow, that's really great. I hope we could get to see that.
Yeah, I hope so.
So what about the Tonys, Carol? And I think you just got back from
New York,
and now you got to see all of
the hottest
new shows, and I'm jealous. But
okay, here it goes.
Okay, so talk to us. Give us the skinny.
We had a weekend of Tonys nominated shows to see, and I caught a few of the celebs going in and out, but you know, it was a lot of fun. But I did get to see Ashley Fitzgerald in the Cher show. Now, Ashley Fitzgerald grew up in Columbia, went to Centennial High School, and she studied with Lester Holmes at one point.
We saw her. I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed. And a shout out to Lester because it's his birthday this week. Anyway, she does the Dark Lady. It's a 5-minute. Solo in the Cher show, and she won the Cheetah Rivera Award, not at the Tonys, but this was before, for the best Broadway dancer. How about that? Isn't that great?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Now, my favorite show we saw, To Kill a Mockingbird, and it's a lovely show. It's very serious. You know, we were talking about Cabaret with that kind of hit you in the gut ending. Mm-hmm. Well, this has that same feeling, and everybody should see it because of the theme of the show, obviously.
Absolutely.
In this day and age, you know. But
what's
don't know. It was a little, I don't know if it was Jeff Daniels knew that he wasn't going to win the Tony Awards. I don't know. I had the feeling that he was a little subdued in the role, a little bit more than I would have expected him to be. Mm-hmm. And I never saw Network and who Bryan Cranston won that, but perhaps, you know, the folks liked it better. But I did get to see the Cher show, which I loved. Mm-hmm. And again,
I'm so excited
and
to see
Stephanie, who won the Tony for Best Actress in a Musical,
yes,
she had to go from the Sunday performance at 2:00 with all her gear on her head and the feathers and the big, heavy Mackie costumes, run over to the Tonys and take it off, put it back on again so she could perform. And she won, and congratulations to her. And finally, Hadestown. Here we go. Hadestown, folks.
Yeah.
It is a weird, wonderful show.
I got that much, yes.
When I walked into it, I was able to get tickets. You know, it's very difficult to get tickets. And here's a tip for everybody. Go up to the Lincoln Center tickets office, not the 46th Street one, because you can buy tickets for the following day's performance at half price. Now, half price isn't even half price. It's really not that cheap anymore, because tickets basically cost $199 to see a Broadway show. Yeah. So you can get it for maybe 100
plus
eight, right? Yeah, and always better to be up there and not get the service charge of over the phone or internet or mailing. Anyway,
absolutely.
Hadestown. Yeah. We managed to get two tickets to Hadestown. Okay,
all
we're
right.
Sitting in there. We walk in there, and this is a gloomy looking kind of set, and I was a little nervous about it. And all of a sudden, the music starts, and the people greet you. They come out and they say hello to the audience right away, and the trombonist was the most fabulous musician I've ever heard in my entire life. He came out with his trombone, and he reminded me of another show. And I thought to myself, this is a lot like that Pierre and Natasha and the Great Comet of whatever year that was. And it turns out that the director, two women, director and musical composer, did that show.
Right, right.
So I didn't know that, but I said, gee, this looks a little bit like it. The first act, you kind of wonder, why am I here? It's just so strange. By the second act, it all comes together, and you say, wow, I'm really glad I was there.
Okay, we're still curious. That was good, because that was a good teaser, because I'm still totally
absolutely
unclear what's going on there, for sure. So Coming from Broadway back to Columbia, don't forget, we're living in a great place in the summer. All you have to do is go to the lakefront. You don't even need a schedule. Every night, there is something different. There's lots of entertainment up there. And on our last show, we talked about some of the new venues at Merriweather. And I don't know if Tommy and Jay know this, but there's going to be a showing of Woodstock. That's the original movie in August. Now, rumor has it there's a couple clips of Carolyn and I from those days, but I don't know. we don't remember having our picture taken then. But anyhow, no. But seriously, it's wonderful that we have so much going on in the arts. So you can go up to New York like Carolyn did. Now she's giving you all the tip, and we're not going to get tickets anymore.
You gave our secret away.
She gave our secret away. But then back here to Columbia. So now looking towards the future, Tommy. So what's one of your dreams for the future? Something that you're really longing to do? Because you've been taking everything off your dream list here. And so what's some other dreams?
I definitely want to just keep climbing, keep working, do what Jay is doing, become a professional, sustainable actor in this community and all and beyond. So that I think that's my next step that I'm looking toward at this point.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. You're very sustainable. How about you, Jay? What's on your dream list?
I mean, to continue performing, but actually, likewise, like Tommy, I kind of want to get more into the creative side as well and try to, start to see what's on the other side of the table. That's something that I'm kind of looking down the line at as well.
So you're meaning like production and direction?
Production, directing, just kind of being able to dive back into kind of the creative side of theater as well. I've started working a little bit with Artcentric, which is a theater company in Baltimore, trying to help with marketing and things like that, and just kind of just trying to broaden how I interact with theater.
What do they do? I have never heard of them.
Right now they're doing a Little Shop of Horrors this coming summer, yes.
Where do they perform?
They perform mostly in Baltimore at this venue called the Motor House.
I knew you were going to say that down on North Avenue.
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's what I was thinking after you said it. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's been a thriving metropolis now as they're trying to build and grow the arts in that area. That's so great you work with them.
Yes.
Yay. So is there any master classes in the future from either one of you? I sort of see it would be wonderful if either you taught, some classes and kind of, reach out to the youth, because you all are examples of youth here in the area that have, formed your careers. Any shot of that?
It's funny. I actually just taught a playwriting workshop.
Did you?
At Old Field School in Sparks.
That's way out there.
It was a hike, let me tell you. But
I hear you.
But it was such a fulfilling experience. Wow, they do a special project. It's a all-female boarding school.
Whoa.
And they do a special project at the end, much like a senior project, but for all ages, so you can kind of pick which project you're working on. And one of them was to write a play or write a few scenes of a play, and actually a musical. So Rachel, my friend Rachel Sandler, came in and worked with them on music. I worked with them on the text.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So it was awesome. And kind of sparked that interest for me, for sure. I would love to do more of that with directing, acting, things like that. And I also do acting coaching as well currently for a few students. So.
Yeah, well, I just think that you would be really inspiring because you could inspire others. And middle school is a great time to find the arts.
Sure, absolutely.
It's the perfect time to find the arts, actually, yes. And as a teacher of them, I'm always looking for good people. What about you, Jay? You gonna?
Yeah, I'd absolutely be open to that. I mean, last fall, some of the drama students from Glen Oak Country School happened to come on a trip to see South Pacific, which was great. And then I actually ended up coming back and seeing their cabaret. And just, it's always wonderful to get to interact with the next generation of theater performers.
I think we should set a date. Maybe we should do another AIDS benefit. Jay has performed in that before. Tommy, you could join us on that.
Sure, that would be fabulous.
He could be the opening because, got the song.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, you got that much. You got another opening, another show.
We'll have Jay close the show. But before that, he's a dancer as well. And are you taking any classes?
That is what I need to be doing. So yes, I
don't we all? Don't we all?
Yes, dance was kind of my concentration in school, and it's something that I just absolutely love to do. But getting back into classes is something I would like to do, and choreographing again. I used to do a lot of choreography, mm-hmm. so trying to find a venue to express that.
Right, and if we can't put on the AIDS benefit, at least we can get these two guys together to do something creative.
Absolutely. If we can't, who can, Carol Ann? Actually, so I can give both of you and the radio audience a tip, is that for a master class coming up, Lester Holmes will be coming into Howard County and doing a master tap and jazz class at Kinetics. The date is still unclear, but it's at the end of June. And so, keep your ears to the ground on that, because that is a great way to experience a former kind of Broadway gypsy. And
absolutely.
So, yeah, we'd love to see you hop in there and join us on that.
Yeah, rat-a-tat-tap. It would be great. So we have to give a couple announcements here in the future. Since we're at Howard Community College, we have to tell them about a piano benefit, which is on September 28th. It's called Wouldn't It Be Grand? It's a benefit to bring a gorgeous grand piano to HCC. And it is, again, on September 28th, 6 p.m. in the Horowitz Visual and Performing Arts Center. And the guest artists, I'm looking at these beautiful people here, are going to be here they are. Meet the artists, Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Joy Rowe. And they're piano duo, obviously, for the piano. So it's a great benefit. It's a little bit of money, but it all goes to a good cause for the HCC Foundation. I guess they must bring it in or rent it, and I know this happens a lot. So this is a really fancy event on Saturday, September 28th, and just call the college or, you know, www.howardcc.edu and find out the details. One other note, of course, is that the Columbia Festival is happening. It's actually the end of June. It will be ending on the 30th of June. The Columbia Orchestra is the last performance there. They have Sundance. We talked about that on the last show with the film festival here at HCC and Second City. Lots and lots and lots of good stuff going on. And I guess you can just go to the website, Columbia Festival of the Arts. And I do want to make sure folks know that Matilda is playing at Olney Theater. And you have to go to the website there to find out about tickets.
And Rep Stage has quite a season, so it's not too early to be looking at that. And I think, didn't we say something about Dames at Sea? Did we say something about that? Well, anyway, that's one of their shows, and it's kind of a favorite of mine. But they have quite a season coming up, and they had quite a year this past year as well. So be on hand to look for all of that coming. You can get a subscription to that ahead of time. And I'm just like, wow, I'm just so moved here to be in the midst of Tommy and Jay. And I feel so grateful that I've gotten to see so many of your performances, and I want to follow you both. And know that possibly I'll have to be standing at the Lincoln Center to get a ticket to see you. And so if I do, can you remember us and then hit me with a freebie?
Absolutely. You're first on my list.
Okay, how are we going to go out with this? Jay, you want to just kind of just give us a couple little notes of something from one of the shows you've ever done? I know I'm throwing that on you. Come on, here we go.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, you may see her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own, or all through your life you may dream all alone.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Boy,
beautiful.
I tell you, I'm going to play back the beginning and ending of this show for a long time, I have to tell you. Oh, my gosh. Any other parting words, Carolyn?
Oh, not really. Just to support the arts, of course, and, you know, get out there and dance and enjoy life, because it sure is short. We all know that. Too short. That's a depressing ending. We can't have that kind of ending here. So just support the arts.
Absolutely. And I'm going to still say that thank God we have the arts. And if you if you haven't experienced them, do so, because they'll help you through all the low parts of your life and they'll bring you right back up again. Thank you so much, guest Tommy Malik, Jay Frisbee, Aloma Carolyn, Razzle Dazzle Radio.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.